From our studios on the campus of Mohawk College in Hamilton, this is CIOI, Mohawk College Radio, C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Soundard here on C101.5 FM Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're featuring part two of our four-part series to the late great conductor Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra and their film score re-recordings. What we are going to be featuring for you during our last hour is music exclusively composed by Max Steiner, basically the father of film scoring. Basically, his score to King Kong is something that we all film score lovers tend to say is really where film scoring began, although music was put to films earlier than that. It was really King Kong that had us stand up and go, wow, this is some interesting music. Max Steiner also worked on such films as Now Voyager, Four Wives, Since You Went Away, The Informer. And what we're going to feature for you during this hour is music from The Fountainhead. We're going to feature the extended suite of music that isn't available on the RCA Victor CD. And then we're going to listen to about 40 minutes of music from Max Steiner's classic score to Gone with the Wind. Again, brilliantly performed and re-recorded by Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, as I said, Max Steiner is more than any other composer, the man who pioneered the use of original composition as background score under dialogue for films. He was born on May 10, 1988, and was trained in Vienna at the Vienna School of Technology. He worked with such composers as Gustav Mahler. At age 14, he wrote music, lyrics, and a book for an operetta called The Beautiful Greek Girl, which ran for a year in Vienna with Steiner conducting. He then left for America in 1914 to work in New York as a conductor, arranger, orchestrator, and concert pianist. Then, basically after the introduction of sound and motion pictures, Hollywood turned to musicals and promptly luring many top people working in the field from New York, and Steiner had orchestrated and conducted the score to 1927 stage production of Rio Rita. And then he moved on and worked for RKO and, of course, worked on such classics as King Kong. He then worked with David O. Selznick and promptly composed the music for the Selznick logo and worked on such films as The Garden of Allah and A Star is Born in 1936 and 1937, respectively. And then, of course, he composed music to Gone with the Wind and many other classic scores. What we're going to listen to first is music from The Fountainhead, released in 1949, and it was an adaptation of the best-selling novel concerning Howard Roark, played by Gary Cooper, who's an idealistic, individualistic architect who won't compromise his beliefs. The characters in the film are larger than life and almost surrealistic, and the style and treatment are bold, and so is the score. As I said, we're going to feature the 13-minute suite, which was originally recorded for LP, but then when it was dumped down to CD, there was only 8 minutes of this suite available, and many people, and there were rumors that there was a piano solo from this suite that was actually performed by Charles Gerhardt himself. Well, when it came down to releasing an album called Celebrating the Classics, which basically came out the same time that five stamps were issued in the U.S. for Max Steiner, Dmitri Tiomkin, Eric Wolfgang Korngold, Alfred Newman, Franz Waxman, and Bernard Herrmann, and that's six, not five stamps, there was a release of music by Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra featuring those six composers. And to open up the disc, you had the Fountainhead Suite by Max Steiner featuring the complete 13.5-minute suite, which included Charles Gerhardt's magnificent piano solo. And now music from the 1949 film called The Fountainhead, music by Max Steiner.
Thank you.
That was music from the 1949 film called The Fountainhead, with original score composed by Max Steiner. That extended suite, which is 13 and a half minutes in length, is available on an album that was released by the United States Postal Service called Celebrating the Classics, featuring Charles Gerhardt of the National Philharmonic Orchestra, and six composers that received their own stamps in the U.S. Max Steiner, Dmitri Tiomkin, Eric Wolfgang Korngold, Bernard Herrmann, Franz Waxman, and Alfred Newman. Also available on this disc is music from The Robe, The Thing, The Sea Wolf, Beneath the 12 Mile Reef, and Prince Valiant. And I think you can still purchase this disc by going to screenarchivesentertainment.com, and I think it's about $10, and it is well worth the price, especially for the extended Fountain Suite. Now, if you don't want that, then you can find The Fountain in an edited form. About 8 minutes of that suite is available on the now Voyager, the classic film scores of Max Steiner album, available on RCA Victor. Also available on that album is now Voyager, King Kong, The Charge for the Light Brigade, Four Wives, The Big Sleep, and many others. We'll be featuring music from that album on an upcoming Charles Gerhardt special show, so we'll feature it either in November or December. We'll take a quick break, but when we return, we will be listening to music from Max Steiner's classic score to Gone with the Wind. You're listening to Cinematic Sound right here on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you for giving us a listen. This is C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, right here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and on today's program, we're featuring part two of a four-part tribute to the late great conductor Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra and their various film score re-recordings. One of their greatest re-recordings was done for the suite for Gone with the Wind, and this was one of their rare discs where they just featured one score on an album. Now, the score to Gone with the Wind was composed by Max Steiner. And here's a little bit of a history on how Max Steiner was involved in this film. In December 1935, a memo from John Hay Whitney, chairman of the board of Selznick International Pictures, stated that he considered the right score for a major element of the success of Gone with the Wind would basically be the only reason it would succeed is with using composer Max Steiner. So in February of 1936, Steiner was signed as music director of Selznick International Pictures. He had worked with Selznick at RKO Radio Pictures during the latter regime as head of production during 1932 and early 1933, and had experimented with putting background music under dialogue in the early days of sound pictures. At that time, Steiner created impressive scores such as Symphony of 6 Million, Bird of Paradise, and King Kong. But when Selznick went to MGM as a producer in March of 1933, Steiner stayed on at RKO until he left to join Selznick's newly formed independent production company. Now, he wrote a slew of scores between 1933 and 1935. And then into 1939, halfway through shooting Gone with the Wind, Selznick sent a memo to his general manager, Henry Ginsberg, mentioning the music for the first time. And there had been mention that his first choice for the job of scoring this film would be Max Steiner. Steiner was borrowed from Warner Brothers and spent 3 months composing an enormous amount of music for a lengthy Gone with the Wind, while at the same time writing scores at Warner's for such films as We Are Not Alone and Four Wives, plus Selznick's Intermezzo. At the time, Selznick became increasingly concerned about the deadline for the score. He had a release date staring him in the face and no time to spare. And he had made mention that to the people in the production of the film, whether Steiner was going to be able to compose and complete the score on time. Steiner, used to working under pressure, did come through completing the Herculean task on schedule. Writing for the full symphonic idiom, he composed over 3 hours of music, 2 hours and 36 minutes of which are used in the final released version. The four principal characters have their own motifs as well as main supporting characters. There are two dominant love themes, one associated with the spiritual sensitive love of Ashley and Malene, and there's a couple of other subtle love themes and other themes working their way throughout the picture. Now, a suite from Gone with the Wind had been recorded in 1954 and 1961, and Charles Gerhardt even recorded a version, a somewhat shorter suite, rearranged in an order that Steiner approved in 1966. However, when Steiner and Gerhardt got together and met, there was an idea formed that Steiner would arrange a larger concert suite, which would feature each and every theme from the picture. And that's what we have for you right now in this fabulous suite, which was available on RCA Victor. We're not going to be able to feature all of it for you, but we're going to feature two lengthy suites from Max Steiner's classic score to Gone with the Wind, featuring conductor Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. That was music from the 1939 film called Gone with the Wind, with original score by Max Steiner. That was Charles Gerhardt conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra in a re-recording of Steiner's classic score. And that is available on RCA Victor. We're going to feature more from that score for you in just a moment. However, before we get to that, we're going to let you know what's coming up on next week's program, how you can reach us and listen to the show on demand whenever you feel like it. You can first visit Cinematic Sound on the web by going to www.geocities.com/cinematicsound. And then you can find what we're doing each and every week on the program. You can also email us at cinematicsound@yahoo.com. Any questions, comments, or concerns, please email us there. We'll get back to you as soon as we have a moment. Coming up on next week's program, we're going to be featuring our annual Halloween special. It's always a fun show, but what makes this program interesting is that we're going to be featuring some new releases on that show as well. We'll be listening to the re-release of Pino Donaggio's score to the Joe Dante classic called The Howling, and this album features the complete score, as there was only about a 15-minute suite made available on a Verez Saraband Records CD. We're also going to be featuring music from Tim Burton's Corpse Bride, which is out in theaters right now, and will feature Danny Elfman's score, plus songs from that particular film. We'll also be listening to some good old Halloween favorites, such as The Omen by Jerry Goldsmith, Darkness Falls by Brian Tyler, Psycho by Bernard Herrmann, Dracula by John Williams, and Bram Stoker's Dracula by Wojciech Kilar. We'll also be hearing music from the Alien Legacy, including Elliot Goldenthal's music from Alien 3. We'll feature a few clips from The House on Haunted Hill by Don Davis, Jeepers Creepers 2 by Bennett Salvey, and many others. Upcoming programs include new and recent CD releases, film score remixes. We're working on getting some of those albums to feature an entire three-hour program. The film score remixes show is going to be interesting. Some Golden Age favorites, as well as another various artist mix program, and music from the Verez Saraband CD Club. So we have a lot of great programming coming up for you in the next couple of months, including part 3 and part 4 of our Charles Gerhardt and National Philharmonic Orchestra series. I want to thank Tom Kiefner for his assistance on today's program, as well as others that help us get albums for today's show. And to end off today's program, we're going to be listening to the remainder of music from Charles Gerhardt's recording of Max Steiner's classics film score, Gone with the Wind, featuring the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, you're listening to Cinematic Sound here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods. I've been your host for the past 3 hours of film music. Hope you've enjoyed today's program, and we'll see you all next week.